listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, June 12th. Joining us by phone now, the Reverend Jorge Groh. He's the Executive Director of Lutheran Urban Mission Agency. Good morning, Pastor Groh.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you with us this morning, and looking forward to learning more about Lutheran Urban Mission Agency, also known as LUMA, if I understand correctly.
Correct.
Tell us about LUMA. What is LUMA?
LUMA is a mission agency. Its legal name, it's also the mission of the Good Shepherd, now doing business as LUMA, Lutheran Urban Mission Agency. It was started back in the late 60s by a pastor who came to the area and with a great heart and passion for the Lord, and also great passion for the people, as he saw that in those days immigrants were coming to the area with great needs, especially the need for the gospel, but also material needs. And his heart was moved to help them. And so it started the ministry through presenting the gospel to the people, but also helping them in getting settled in America, as many of them were, or most of them were, immigrants coming from Mexico, Hispanics. But also he focused on African-American ministry in the area. So he started with a food pantry. Later on, there was a thrift store that was established to help people. So that's the way it unfolded, and that gave birth to two beautiful ministries. One is still today, a congregation, Jesus el Buen Pastor, which is Jesus the Good Shepherd, and also a ministry among African-American ministries that lasted for several years, nowadays merged with another local congregation in the area.
How has LUMA changed over time from the time of its founding, its early days, to the work that you do today? How has it changed over time?
Thank you for that question. I think it's important. I was reading recently one of the Pew Research articles and shows how immigration changed the face of immigration over the years, and the way we stereotype and assume it has changed because, I mean, immigration changed also in terms of the countries immigrants are coming from. So when I was called to LUMA, and this was 3.5 years ago, previous to that, the board and the task force got together, and they started looking how the history of LUMA unfolded and how needed to continue. The city definitely has changed. The face of the city is different. The reality of congregations that were doing ministry for many, many years, mainly white, English-focused congregations, were facing changing neighborhoods. We're also seeing around the community new people. So they said, we need to focus on multicultural ministry. The second thing that happened is from heavy focus on social compassionate ministry, we also need to expand in equipping the people, not only to helping them, but also to make themselves able to help and help others. We know that when Jesus called the disciples, he made them disciple makers at the same time. So that principle comes out also in the changing days for LUMA.
How do you go about doing that? How do you train and equip members of congregations focusing on urban and multicultural ministries?
One beautiful thing happened lately. We learned about Mission Shift Institute. And we said, okay, we need to know that and how that tool can help us here in Kansas City. Mission Shift Institute was started in St. Paul, Minnesota, and then Concordia St. Louis adopted through one of their professors, Professor Jeff Thormanson, and they customized to the area, and so did we here in Kansas City, inviting people to be part of this, I would say, journey in learning how to bridge cultures, build bridges of communication of the gospel according to the differences of the cultures. So we started putting together the curriculum which has three main focuses, I would say. One, and the main focus is get to know the city. What are the needs? What is in your city? What's the history of the city? The second one has the focus on world vision. Know yourself. Know you as part of a culture. And what does it mean in terms of being able to communicate the gospel, building a bridge and communicate the gospel to a person that's coming from a different culture? And the third one is knowing what is happening in the community already. What other ministries are there that are serving, and how can we network and connect with them and make a greater impact? So that journey is for 30 weeks. We just concluded our first experience in May, midst of May, with 12 people who had a huge, great commitment in coming every single Tuesday to learn and then go back and to see the opportunities and apply that.
What would you say are some good examples of what is learned in this program? What the students learn in Mission Shift with LUMA, and what is a good example of them putting that to use in their communities?
As the students go through the 30 weeks of experience, there's two main steps that leads to how to apply that. The first one is they have to go and visit a ministry that's already happening in the city. We call the 501c3s, nonprofit organizations in town that are reaching either homeless or very poor areas and so on. They have to go and just be shadowing whoever is leading that ministry and learning as much as possible. Based on that, plus all what they learn in the classes and presentations of different speakers, the end is to have and to develop a ministry, community ministry program that they go through the second part of those 30 weeks and put together their project. How do you do that? They have to do what they have been offered through a tool called asset mapping and demographics in the area, and identify one of the main needs in how they want and could respond to that need. Be a food pantry, be an after-class support for children, helping single mothers through supporting them, educating, and enhancing their skills. We had three projects coming out. In one, I would mention a local congregation, Emmanuel Tracy, which is the oldest congregation in the Kansas City, Missouri side. They decided to provide an after-school program and a support and education for single moms. Trust in 42 is kind of the crossroads where that particular church is. And there's a African-American community with big needs right there. And then identify that and develop this particular focus. So that's one of the main examples, and I think that hits the core of what Mission Shift wants to do.
Hmm. We are talking with Pastor Jorge Groh, Executive Director of Lutheran Urban Mission Agency, or LUMA. We need to take a break. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is reminding parents to make sure their child's immunizations are up to date. Missouri law requires that children kindergarten through 12th grade receive immunizations to protect against vaccine-preventable diseases. This helps protect everyone, children, teachers, staff, and the community as a whole.
Talk to your health care provider to ensure your child is immunized before school starts. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. It's okay if you miss a program on Worldwide KFUO because you can download them as a podcast at your convenience. There are so many programs at Worldwide KFUO that are centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't miss one of them. You can download one or all at KFUO.org or subscribe on iTunes. That's KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Friday, June 12th. Today we are talking with the Reverend Jorge Groh. He's the Executive Director of Lutheran Urban Mission Agency, also known as LUMA. And Pastor Groh, before we went to break, we were talking about the work of LUMA and particularly the training available through Mission Shift. Who are the students who enroll in these classes with Mission Shift?
Mission Shift is open to all the congregations, leadership, pastors in the congregations, and persons involved in mission. It was interesting because the cohort that we had and just graduated last May, we had representation from all the generational communities that are. We had people from Silent all the way to the Gen X and even millennials. That brought a tremendous diversity and richness to the discussions as we went through the process of growing together. So it is open to any person who is involved or wants to be more involved and learn how to know to build bridges to communicate the gospel in a multicultural society.
What are some of the ways that they learn to build bridges? What are the ways that bridges are built in communities?
We interact with different people. We invite as many people from different backgrounds that are available in the city and that are involved in ministry. For instance, we had people from Chinese ministry, Burmese ministry talking to us, Oromo people coming and visiting to us, and of course, African-American people who have been here, also Liberian, which are African people. We had that particular diversity and richness in the city that we can bring and invite. So they share first on their particular personal process of immigration and experience. But second, also, because they are involved in doing a ministry, we ask how do they do that? What are the opportunities and also the challenges that they face as they move from one country to another and still move on in living their lives, but the gospel becomes the central part of their lives in the city.
So what are the services that specifically offered? For English as a foreign language, is that one way that you can connect with neighbors in the community?
Correct. We offer at the Ministry Center, which is here on Mercer Street in Kansas City, Missouri, computer classes and ESL classes. And one of the things I wanted to highlight that Mission Shift and all these classes try to do is to build the capacities of the people. We know that in terms of the gospel, we are mere recipients of the grace of God, the greatest gift that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, when you go into building the capacity of the people, every single human being has skills and abilities And when we do that, we approach those situations as building partnerships in which a person is not only a person receiving things, but brings to the table things that are part of his or her own life already. So that's one of the beautiful things that we do with Mission Shift, helping people without hurting the people. There is a good book about that. And also we use a book that is called Building Cross-Cultural Bridges. That is real eye-openers for us as we walk through those readings and experiences, and we listen. People from different backgrounds in ministry helps us see that joining in presenting the gospel in the end, beyond receiving the gospel of the grace of the Lord, there's a partnership right there that we want to develop.
As those partnerships are developed and those relationships are built in community, what is the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal, of course, is to grow the kingdom of God. It's bringing people to Jesus. The secondary goal is to help enhance the life of the people. But again, the emphasis is to help the Lord.
Pastor Groh?
Yes?
Oh, sorry, it sounded like we had lost connection there. You were just sharing with us the ultimate goal about connecting people to Jesus, that they might hear the word of God and receive his good gifts.
Exactly. And at the same time, they will become elements, they will become disciples to their own people in their own community. That's the main goal. And help the congregations. Our mission statement says we are here to serve and assist the congregations of the Kansas City area by providing mission training, equipping the God's people for discipleship through focusing primarily. The saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Very good. We've been talking with the Reverend Jorge Groh. Pastor Groh, where can we find out more about LUMA and Lutheran Urban Mission Agency?
LUMA has a website. It's lumakc.org. And there's emails, email blasts that we send out, and also newsletters. So if any person would like to either get direct information from the web page, please visit lumakc.org. And you can also subscribe to a newsletter that we send regularly and to email blasts.
Very good. The Reverend Jorge Groh, Executive Director of Lutheran Urban Mission Agency, LUMA, LUMA. Thank you so much for being our guest today on His Time, Pastor Groh.
Thank you for the opportunity, Andy.
It was a privilege to talk with you. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading, a little sacred music to help sanctify your morning as well, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.